Kalawa family, welcome to The Residence Resource, the podcast for making home and family happy, healthy, and holy for those who reside in the Falmouth vicinity. And even if you're not in the Falmouth area, a special welcome to you, my listeners, for joining from wherever you are. If you like the content, you are more than welcome to listen, to share with someone else, and to leave a comment. I'm your host, Yenny Close. But before we go any further, let us listen to our home building tip from the Bible. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That was your home building tip from the Bible, brought to you by The Residence Resource. Welcome back to a new episode of The Residence Resource. Again, I'm your host, Yannick Lewis, and I am excited to talk with you, my precious audience, about the topic of podcasting. It's fairly new in concept to quite a lot of us, but I just want to inspire you, encourage you, motivate you through this episode to really take the step forward into starting your own podcast. Yes, I believe that much in you. I believe that there is so much more in you than you realize, right? But then, what is a podcast? A podcast, it's almost like a radio show, but in this case, it is made available by the internet. Then, the good thing about it is that the episodes that you produce will be available to your audience whenever they want. And it will be downloaded to their device or to their computer at their convenience. Additionally, a podcast typically involves a series. So you're not just going to produce one big report and then call it a podcast. It's typically going to be a series, which is what makes it really exciting, because you get to produce different episodes, different ideas, different show styles and different plans, different formats. And the new episodes that you put out will be automatically presented to and made available to your subscribers. Yes. So you're going to have an audio file, a digital audio file, that's going to be made available via the internet for downloading to a computer or mobile device at the person's convenience and for their easy listening. Now, for those who are more familiar with other types of content production, you're probably thinking about blogging. Why should you choose a podcast? Why not start a blog? Well, first of all, based on my experience, podcasting is actually easier than blogging. Let's face it, the average person talks faster than how you type. All right? And then you're also thinking of how persons will have to have a website to host your blog. Whereas with a podcast, you do not necessarily need another additional website for your podcast. It's recommended, but it's not necessary. So, considering starting a podcast, from my experience, it has been easier than blogging. For blogging, well, first of all, in a podcast, you really do have times when depending on the focus of your podcast, you might need to do some research. But as I said, from experience, a blog typically would require more research, right? Then you need to type, edit it, format, add images, right? But when you're doing a podcast, you're not going to be dotting every I and crossing every T. If you make a little grammatical error here, it's okay. It's your podcast. You're just talking. You're being conversational, as opposed to a blog where you probably have to be a bit more polished. A bit more polished, right? Well, that's my opinion. If you differ, feel free to send me a voice message, right? And that's the other thing. You know, there's the platform that I use, Anchor.fm, allows your listeners to send you voice messages. So they really get to connect with you in a way that is not, you won't find that in blogging unless you set it up on your website to happen in that way. But, right, so I'm promoting podcasting. I'm a blogger, you know. I have a blog at christianliving.epc.com, and you're free to go and click there and read and leave your comments. In fact, I encourage you to do so. But for those who may not have the opportunity or even the skill and knowledge level to start a blog, I am ushering you into podcasting, yes. So, what are some of the reasons why you should start a podcast? First of all, you can use it as a new skill to learn. Hey, you're new to it, but it's very learnable. Is there such a word? Learnable. It's something you can learn. Right. Now, there are various, you know, reports, research findings that will tell you that as you age, even if you are out of school, even if you have even passed through university, it is still very important and healthy for your brain to keep on learning new things every now and again. Learn to use a new tool. You know, if you're not familiar with a computer or a smartphone, you know, take it on as something new. Learn a new skill, knitting, crocheting, whatever it is. So guess what? For your brain health, I recommend learning a new skill of podcasting. It is such a refreshing experience when you grasp a new skill and you're going through and you're realizing that you're mastering it. It gives you a thrill, it gives you a joy, it gives you an emotional happiness. So for those who have been out of school for a while, you're probably at home, or you've probably been in your field for a while and you probably feel a sense of monotony, grab a hold of a podcast and go ahead and learn this new skill. The second reason I would encourage you, my listener, to go and start a podcast is to use it to build a legacy for your children. If you still have young children and you get a podcast going, you may not necessarily see all the fruits that you want to see in your lifetime, but guess what? The audience that you would have connected with, all the episodes that you would have had available, made available, you know, all the networking that you'd have done, all of that will one day be made available to your children, and they'll just be able to just ride the waves and carry it even further. And consider it like sowing a seed for your generations. Because the things that we do, especially for those of us who still are in the child-rearing stages of our lives, the things that we do know are things that our children will be affected by. Why not build something that will be an enhancement to their lives? I can think of YouTubers now who have millions of subscribers, and their children are already a part of their show. And I look at it and I say, boy, 10, 20 years from now, those children are just going to step right into daddy's and mommy's shoes and carry on those channels and those websites for them. So why not you why not you do it with a podcast? So go ahead and sow a great seed for your generations. The third reason I want to offer for you, my listener, yes, you, to get up and start a podcast. Be a blessing. Yes, be a blessing. You see, in this world, it doesn't take a magnifying glass to see that there is pain, there's darkness in this world. And the more light we can shine, the better it will be for somebody out there. Someone is waiting to hear your story. Maybe you have some devotionals and you want to probably just share a weekly devotional with those persons. Maybe you have testimonies that you have for yourself, or maybe you want to interview other persons who have some, you know, really moving testimonies, and you could share them on your podcast. But whatever the method, maybe you have poems, maybe you write stories and they're inspirational, they're encouraging. Maybe you do songs. Yes, you're in my turf if you do songs. If you're a singer-songwriter, you're in my turf. Yes, I sing and write songs. So while I'm on that topic, I will just do a little promo. Yes, go to Enhancing Life with Yannick Lewis on YouTube and you will see the singing and the songwriting that I'm talking about. Back to the podcast, right? So be a blessing. Be a blessing with whatever skill you have. Shine a light. Give joy, you know, to somebody. Be a blessing. If you're a pastor or a pastor's wife, why not get a podcast going and just enhance someone's day with a scripture, a devotion, or a thought, right? So go ahead and be a blessing with your podcast. Yes, you, I'm talking to you. Reason number four to get your podcast going. Get unstuck. Okay? Get unstuck. Okay, you may have been working in a particular field for a while and you probably feel, okay, I'm just stuck here for the rest of my life and I'm not happy with this 9-to-5. Or maybe you are a stay-home person. Maybe you've even retired. But one of the ways to get yourself out of that rut, so to speak, go start a podcast. It's a great way to mobilize a lot of those dormant project ideas that you have, right? And if you don't think you'll be comfortable in front of a camera, a podcast is a great way to get those ideas mobilized and to get yourself into a new zone, you know? Get unstuck is what I call it. All right. And reason number five. So, you already have a career. You probably run a business already. You're the CEO of your company. I recommend a podcast as a way of enhancing your current business. One is that it will reach a new audience and therefore be a part of a new marketing strategy for your company. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Get the word out there in a new way about your company. But the other aspect of it is that it's a new way of engaging your customers who you already have, right? And so that is going to boost their sense of, what is it? Is it loyalty? Loyalty is not the word. But there's a word for it, that when the customers feel like they're a part of what you're doing, part of the journey, maybe you want to interview some of them and let their voice be heard on the podcast. There's so many ways to do it. But I would encourage you to add this idea, a podcast, to your business operations. And if you are already in the business of blogging, where you're writing already, think of adding a podcast to that, and you will just be able to simply embed your episodes onto your blog pages, all right? And so, there you have it. My 5 reasons why you, my listener, yes, you at home, you in the car, you at work, let's see, you and you too, all right, all of you. These are my 5 reasons why I want you to get up and go and start a podcast. But then, I want to introduce you to Anchor.fm. This platform that I'm using to run my podcast is free. Okay? F-R-E-E. Free. Thus far, I have a tiny, teeny, when I say tiny, I mean very tiny audience. I haven't had many listens, many plays of my podcast. But I remember checking my analytics, and guess what? So far, me, little Yannick Lewis, has been listened to by people in Jamaica. Yay! The USA. Yay! But then it gets kind of strange. I've been listened to by people in the Philippines. Ooh! Australia. What? And the United Kingdom. Yes, me. Can you imagine? My voice has been heard all over this world by some persons in places that I've never been to and probably never will ever go to. But I mentioned that to you to show you the power of podcasting. And did I mention that this platform is free? Right? So I just want to encourage you, do not sit on your ideas. Do not sit on your abilities. I know of persons who have written stories and poems. I'm not calling any names. Why not just do the voice over for those poems and stories and present them as an audio anthology, an audio collection of stories, right? Instead of waiting to publish your writings in the formal traditional sense, turn it into a podcast. Turn them into a weekly short story podcast. Why not? You know, maybe you can do something as a pastor, as I said, or as a pastor's wife. You know, a prayer podcast where you share prayers. You pray for people every week over the podcast. Who knows? But the point is that you have something to offer. You have a story to tell. You have a story to share. And at the end of it all, at the end part of it all, it can actually be monetized. What do I mean? Every podcast can be monetized, but this platform that I am using offers a way for you to allow sponsorship for your show, and you can end up getting paid for it, right? But we're not talking about that right now. I just want you to get up and start your podcast for free. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Thanks for listening to this episode. I look forward to hearing your podcast next time. See you next. Did I say see you next time? Well, in a manner of speaking, I will quote unquote see you next time. Bye.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you.